the idea that a scientist named James March came up with, which is to say whenever anyone does something, especially when they do it repeatedly, like buy quinoa, buy books, etc., there's two explanations. One is a kind of rational explanation. In that person's mind, the expected benefits outweigh the expected cost. Now, that explanation for the quinoa buying is that maybe you think that it's just a little bit of a self-control trick, that if you buy 11 boxes of quinoa, at least you might eat one of them. And so that's the kind of neoclassical economic model of anything. And I think you could make some argument for that playing out. But I think his other model for understanding any behavior is maybe more relevant. So James March said, sometimes we're not making cost-benefit decisions at all. Instead, we ask three very different questions. And those questions are, what situation is this? Who am I? And what does someone like me do in a situation like this? This is a completely different calculus. This is the calculus of identity. And I think that that explanation for why you might be repeatedly buying books you don't read or quinoa that you don't cook, he calls this identity thinking the logic of appropriateness. Like, is this an appropriate thing to do given who I am and the situation? So here's an example. I felt like this a lot when I was a mom of younger kids. Now I'm a mom of older teenagers, but there would be times that I had to use a lot of self-control to manage my emotion, whatever. They were fighting with each other, spilling things all over.
You know they were children, and that's kind of what children do, though.
It was so annoying, though, right? But anyway, I do think that rather than thinking to myself at any level, this could be all below the waterline of consciousness, what are the benefits of losing my temper? What are the costs of losing my temper? Which is the way an economist might imagine. I think it was more like, what situation is this? They're children, after all. Who am I? I'm a mother. What does a mother do in a situation like this?
She blows up at her children.
Exactly. No, so I think March is right that in many cases, it is a heuristic. It is a shortcut. And I think oftentimes, by the way, advertisers take advantage of this. Like, who am I? Well, I'm like Beyonce. What would Beyonce do? She would drink the sparkling water. So I do think this aspirational consumerism is very bound up with identity. And I think it happens very quick and it doesn't require a lot of deliberation. Maybe what's at play here is not only the logic of appropriateness and Stephen's aspirational identity, but also optimism. You hold on to some hope that tomorrow won't be like today and you'll change. I don't think you're alone there. And I